Imagine a world where your worth is measured not by who you are, but by how flawlessly you perform. Welcome to Modern Life. Thomas Curran's groundbreaking work reveals perfectionism isn't just about high standards. It's a cultural epidemic silently destroying our collective mental health. Unlike conscientious people who create beautiful work without seeking validation, perfectionists conceal every flaw while desperately seeking approval. This isn't just academic theory, it's reshaping how entire generations view themselves. Between 1989 and 2016, perfectionism levels skyrocketed among young people, with socially prescribed perfectionism, the belief that others expect perfection from us, showing the most alarming 40% increase. The consequences? Rising rates of anxiety, depression, and even suicidal thoughts that correlate directly with perfectionist tendencies. What makes this particularly insidious is how perfectionism masquerades as virtue in our achievement-obsessed culture, even as it systematically undermines the very success it promises to deliver. Perfectionism manifests in three distinct patterns. Self-oriented perfectionism drives us to impose impossible standards on ourselves. Olympic cyclist Victoria Pendleton exemplifies this. Despite extraordinary achievements, she remains perpetually unsatisfied, feeling nowhere near as good as I should be. This creates a paradox of hyper-competitiveness alongside paralysis from fear of failure. Socially prescribed perfectionism is believing others expect perfection from us. Nathan, a finance professional, demonstrates this pattern. Despite promotions, he feels inadequate. They're super talented. It's impossible to keep up. Even when exceeding targets, he believes better performance only raises expectations further. Other-oriented perfectionism demands perfection from others. Steve Jobs exemplified this, using perfectionism as an instrument of power, repositioning pianos late at night, rejecting inadequate strawberries, and publicly humiliating employees. At its core, perfectionism isn't about perfecting tasks, but about perfecting our imperfect selves. The inner dialogue whispers, "I'm not enough," and when my shortcomings are revealed, I'll be unacceptable. Every effort aims to hide our true selves while desperately seeking connection. Perfectionism silently intensifies psychological suffering. Research shows self-oriented perfectionists often appear successful while enduring internal turmoil. Other-oriented perfectionists damage relationships through harsh judgment, while socially prescribed perfectionism, the most dangerous form, strongly correlates with loneliness, rumination, self-harm, and distress, with cortisol levels 40% higher than non-perfectionists. Suicide researcher Rory O'Connor notes, "It's not necessarily you setting standards for yourself that's potentially risky, it's what you think others expect of you." Perceived failure to meet others' expectations triggers a self-critical cycle of failure and despair with potentially tragic outcomes. Perfectionists develop a dangerous coping pattern, maintaining flawless appearances while suffering internally. After a painful breakup, Curran maintained appearances while crumbling inside. This pattern continues until something breaks, manifesting as panic attacks, depression, eating disorders, or emotional shutdown. Unlike Nietzsche's claim that adversity strengthens us, perfectionism undermines resilience. Researcher Paul explains, "Perfectionism is the opposite of resilience. Anti-resilience. It makes people extremely vulnerable to even the smallest hassles. Studies show perfectionists take up to 3 times longer to recover from setbacks, with failures reinforcing rigid standards rather than building adaptive coping skills." Contrary to popular belief, perfectionism doesn't drive achievement. Research shows minimal benefits, just 1 to 4% shared variance between perfectionism and academic achievement. In workplace settings, across 10 studies, perfectionism showed 0 correlation with job performance. This creates a paradox. The behaviors perfectionists employ to succeed actually undermine success. Patrick Gaudreau compares perfectionists to over-fertilized crops that become toxic. Human striving follows an inverted U relationship, where additional effort eventually becomes counterproductive. Perfectionists habitually operate in this zone of declining returns. As Patrick noted, even a cook in search of the perfect whipped cream can still overwork it into butter. Failure provides the tension that makes achievements meaningful, yet perfectionism creates paralyzing fear that blocks performance. Research shows that experiencing failure triggers negative emotions and defensive withdrawal in subsequent attempts. Perfectionists resort to procrastination as an anxiety management strategy. They inefficiently allocate efforts towards safer tasks, making them less likely to pursue better opportunities, further undermining their success. Why is perfectionism skyrocketing? The answer lies in powerful cultural and economic forces, not individual weakness. While genetics account for 30-40% of perfectionist tendencies, they cannot explain the documented society-wide increase. Research shows peer groups and societal influences impact personality formation more significantly than parenting. Our economy depends on chronic dissatisfaction. Economists estimate a mere 2% drop in consumer spending could trigger a recession. What feels like personal inadequacy is actually systemic, cultivated through advertising, planned obsolescence, and social comparison. Despite material abundance, we're experiencing record dissatisfaction. Social media has intensified these effects. Facebook's leaked research admitted, "We make body image issues worse for 1 in 3 teen girls," with teens blaming Instagram for increased anxiety and depression. About half of users feel pressured to present a perfect image online, while 40% worry about not appearing attractive, wealthy, or popular enough. When Sheryl Sandberg joined Facebook in 2008, she transformed it into an advertising powerhouse that monetizes insecurities. Internal documents revealed Facebook identifies vulnerable young users when they feel worthless, timing advertisements to exploit emotional low points. Instagram influencer Asena O'Neill's exit exposed the artifice behind influencer culture. With over 600,000 followers, she revealed her seemingly candid photos required hundreds of takes. "Everything I was doing was edited and contrived to get more likes," she admitted, describing how her self-worth became tied to metrics. The greatest challenge isn't treating perfectionism, but convincing perfectionists they need help. As researcher Paul Hewitt notes, "Perhaps the worst thing about perfectionism is the unwillingness of perfectionists to see that their perfectionism is at the root of their problems. Most hide their suffering behind masks of competence. When caught in the never-enough mindset, perfectionism doesn't feel problematic. It seems like your only anchor in a chaotic world. But perfectionism isn't honorable. It's a response to deficit thinking that keeps us living in shame's shadow." Recognizing that perfectionism stems from cultural pressures rather than personal failings is liberating. You are enough. Your culture simply doesn't allow you to believe it. Life flows like sailing, sometimes with tailwinds, sometimes requiring effort, sometimes needing to drift. This journey isn't linear. You'll occasionally yield to social media's pull or competitive pressures. True freedom emerges when "I am what I have" or "what I've accomplished" transforms into "I am what I am, and what I am is good enough." We can remain ambitious while focusing on the experience rather than outcomes or others' approval. In a culture demanding flawlessness, embracing imperfection becomes revolutionary. Your worth isn't measured by achievements or possessions, it's inherent in your humanity. Choosing self-compassion over self-criticism resists a system designed to keep you feeling inadequate. While personal strategies matter, they can't alone address the structural conditions fostering perfectionism. We need to reimagine our economy, replacing GDP with metrics that truly matter: happiness and well-being. When perfectionism whispers, "not enough," remember, you don't need to earn your place in this world. Your imperfections aren't failures to overcome. They're qualities that make you real, relatable, and worthy of connection.